WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Hey, Chloe. Seth.
Hey.
You said you wanted to talk to us?
Yeah. Pull up a rock.
What's going on?
My mother died when I was a baby, so I never knew much about her. When I was growing up, my dad showed me pictures and videos and stuff, and he gave me a necklace that was hers. But I never really got the chance to talk to her, you know? To really get to know her. When I confronted Dr. Epic, I got that chance.
What do you mean?
Mr. Barrington, so we meet again.
Mrs. DuPont. Yes. How can I forget our last encounter when he tried to have me arrested for kidnapping Tara?
The police should have followed my advice.
And Miss Brewitt. I believe the last time we crossed paths, you were dragging Mrs. DuPont's body across the ground like a trash bag.
That wasn't me, Mr. Barrington. If you'll recall, I was abducted by a shape-shifting alien who assumed my identity. The whole story can be found in my New York Times best-selling book, How an Alien Stole My Identity,
and... Ah, yes, I believe I saw that at the bookstore in the bargain bin.
Can we just get on with this, please? Where is Tara?
Why don't we talk about this in my office? This way, just down the hall.
Madam Mayor, there's a boy flying toward us!
Ladies, duck! No flying in the halls, Mr. Lockwood!
Are you all right, Madam Mayor?
I'm fine, Abigail.
I do apologize. All of our students are at various levels of training.
Students? More like freaks.
Mrs. DuPont, that is highly offensive.
Is it? Well, it's offensive to me that you refer to this carnival show as a school. It's not even accredited.
I beg your pardon? This is a school that teaches positivity, enlightenment, community, heroic deeds.
Oh, it all starts out with such good intentions. And then the next thing you know, these little super kids are grown-up superheroes, having big showdowns with supervillains and destroying our world. Write that down, Abigail. That was good.
It was brilliant. Truer words have never been spoken, Madam Mayor.
Right this way, ladies.
Mrs. Littlesback, fight him! Keep him from possessing your mind!
Stop.
Oh my god, he's possessing her body! Mr. Barrington? Someone? Help!
Mm-hmm.
We've arrived in Quadrant 4. Commander, we are in orbit.
Mission successful, Kavadian. Welcome back.
Empress, look at the view screen. A light storm over the city. Purple rain.
Asora.
Shall I guide us in, Your Highness?
Make it so.
Empress, we are en route to the Starbase landing platform.
Incredible. Where once was a desolate wasteland, now shuttlecrafts fill the magnificent city skyline. This is Asora.
The city you founded those many years ago. It flourishes now.
Filled with towering buildings and people.
Approaching the landing platform, Your Highness.
Please, Mrs. DuPont, Miss Brewitt, have a seat.
I don't want to sit down, Mr. Barrington. I want to find Terra and get her off this island.
Ah, is that the reason you refuse to discuss Tara's on-campus suspension on the phone like I did with all the other parents?
Look, I don't give a rip what you've discussed with the other parents. They're all Looney Tunes for letting their kids go here as far as I'm concerned. What I want is to take Terra home, where I can get her treated.
Treated?
Fixed.
Fixed?
We've scheduled Terra for several appointments with top genetic scientists who are going to get the girl back to normal.
Back to normal?
As in no more freaky pow wham kabam.
I see. Well, I have an obligation as headmaster to inform all of our parents of any rule breaking or violations involving the students. You wouldn't allow me to do that on the phone, so we've done it in person. I believe that concludes our business.
Oh, not so fast, Barrington. Terra is coming with us.
Mrs. DuPont, you signed paperwork giving us custody.
I was blackmailed by her grandpa Jack.
Horrible man.
It doesn't change the fact that the school has custody of Tara. The only way she could ever leave this university is if she chose to do so.
And that's exactly what she's chosen.
What do you mean?
Terra has decided to leave Power University.
From Wonkybot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Missed this. A light drizzle. Refreshing.
Is it possible?
State your name.
I am astounded.
State your name.
Lord Sabbaticus, son of the admiral who served you, Empress.
Admiral Devla's son?
Time's passed us by, Your Highness.
How is it possible? Many years have passed since you left us, Empress. The faction of people you led to this rebel outpost have grown up, built a city. We hoped you'd return to us, but eventually, as time passed, that hope died. And now, here you are, alive.
We were imprisoned. Suspended in animation, locked away in an ice prison.
Where none of you have aged.
Tell me, Lord Sabbaticus, your father...
transitioned to the next realm.
And is my brother still Emperor of Nimbok?
He passed several cycles ago, Empress.
Did he? Then my day has finally come to rule.
Unfortunately, your brother... Emperor Metallius turned power over to his son. Your nephew, Jindin, now rules the throne.
My throne? The throne my brother robbed me of, and I will not stop until it is mine again. What is the status of Nimbok now?
Perahutessa, Your Majesty, and Counselor, if I may interject.
Please.
As Asora has grown, so has Nimbok. But in recent years, our planets have reached an unspoken ceasefire.
Why?
For the sake of the people of both worlds, we found a way to stop the war.
Outrageous. You mean you could not stand up to them? And so you allowed them dominance over this planet?
They keep to themselves, Your Majesty.
What if I told you I had a weapon that could bring Nimbok to its knees?
Weapon?
Yes. I have witnessed a human girl, a girl with the blood of the sacred crystals, with the ability to harness powers of the greatest beings in the galaxy, the power to bring armies to their knees.
Where is this girl?
Earth.
Earth? But that is light years away. In a different galaxy.
You sound as though you are uninterested.
No, that isn't it at all, Your Highness.
I am back on Asora, and I plan to finish what I began.
The Empress wishes to invade Earth and abduct a human girl. I remember there was a machine capable of tracking other worlds.
Today, that machine is considered ancient technology. 75 Trisuns have passed. We have devised other means. Now?
Other means to access planets in other solar systems?
Of course.
Then reaching the world of Earth will not be a problem. Lord Sabbaticus, show us.
All rise for the Empress.
Lord Sabbaticus, if I may. Your Highness, this is our war room. In the years you have been gone, we have made many advancements in the area of magnetic fields and sound anomalies. Lord Sabbaticus, a demonstration.
We can now manipulate and harness that into energy to jump through time and space and make contact with other dimensions.
A wormhole created through sound. This is incredible. And with this weapon, I can reach the girl?
You can reach anywhere in the universe.
It's quite remarkable.
There is no time to wait. I have the girl's energy pattern in my mind. I will transfer a holographic memory here now. There. The holographic image of the girl, Empress.
Yes.
Terra Tremendous.
Human. Fragile. It's hard to believe that this girl possesses the power of which you speak. Nevertheless, there is enough of an energy pattern to trace her back to her planet, Earth. Activate the machine, Sabbaticus.
Of course.
Empress, if the sound technology works as promised, it will cut through time and space and we will find the girl with no resistance. She will be yours.
I want that human girl, for she will be the ultimate weapon against Nimbok and the path to reclaiming my throne.
Prepare to engage the electromagnetic field.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. It's from WonkyBot Entertainment.
Time marches forward whether we like it or not. What if I told you there's a way to alter time?
We are in 1886 Paris, France. Over. We've lost them.
Time space indicator at level 6.4.
We're in the middle of a mission to save the life of Gustav Eiffel and keep one of the greatest historical monuments on Earth from being wiped out.
Do not lose focus.
When an alien invasion threatens to unravel the timelines of the past, five teenage friends become the only hope the world has.
Even though we've lost connection with the team, they're still forging ahead with the mission.
Our link's been cut?
That doesn't sound good.
So we're stuck.
Something's taking over the controls.
Step away from the console.
Stuart St. John's Time Stream. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?